I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. The Georgia Public Service Commission voted this morning to allow construction of the Plant Vogtle project to continue, but with restrictions that will cut into the profit of Georgia Power and its partners to the tune of tens of millions of dollars. During today's meeting, commissioners heard concerns expressed over the burden and risk of the cost overruns being passed on to ratepayers. Construction of the two nuclear units is years behind schedule and billions over budget. The general manager of Atlanta's airport is apologizing after Sunday's 11-hour blackout grounded flights and stranded travelers. In a video statement, Hartsfield-Jackson GM Roosevelt Council said the airport must make improvements.
As we move forward, we are addressing two main issues. How can we improve and assure continued redundancy in our utility infrastructure, and how we can make sure our guests receive the information they need in time of crisis? Those issues will be fixed.
Council says the airport is still investigating its response to the accident to see how future adjustments can be made. Atlanta mayoral candidate Mary Norwood has conceded the election to Mayor-elect Keisha Lance Bottoms. Norwood requested a recount after the results of the December 5th runoff showed Bottoms winning by a margin of less than 1%. The recount was done and results certified last weekend. Norwood conceded in a YouTube video statement released late last night.
This process is now completed, and although there were some irregularities with the election, I have decided not to contest it.
Norwood lost to Bottoms by 821 votes in a race in which nearly 90,000 people cast ballots. A federal jury in Mississippi has convicted two people for transporting a woman across state lines to engage in prostitution. According to the FBI, jurors convicted Mario Collins of Memphis and Paulette Clayton of Atlanta on charges of trafficking a victim from Georgia to Mississippi for commercial sex purposes. In April, police in Oxford responded to a 911 call indicating that the victim was being held against her will in a motel. Collins and Clayton were arrested in the parking lot and the victim was safely recovered. No sentencing date has been set, but each faces up to 10 years in prison. And some of Georgia's top high school football prospects announced where they'll be playing college ball yesterday. Six of the highest-rated recruits chose UGA. Those local additions helped the Bulldogs earn recognition for the top-rated recruiting class of 2018, this according to 24/7 Sports. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.